Two-Spirit is a term that many gay and lesbian Native Americans adopted about 10 years ago as a way to recognize both their sexual identity and their Native heritage. It's based on a growing awareness of alternative gender traditions in many Native cultures. Western culture tends to divide gender into X's and O's. There are two opposite sexes, and you're either one or the other. Native American conceptions of gender, on the other hand, tend to be very fluid. Masculine and feminine are not at two ends of a line, they're on a circle, with an infinite number of points between the two. Being a two-spirit, of course, means something different for everyone. Betty is a 40-something Navajo lesbian who has lived on the reservation her entire life, except for the 4 years she spent away at college. She lives in Shiprock, on the New Mexico side of the reservation. To get there from Sage's home, you drive southwest, plunging out of the mountains of southern Colorado. Crossing the San Juan River, you enter the high desert, sandstone red rock country of Navajo land.
I know the history and the teachings. Each Navajo person, within themselves, there is a duality. My left side is male. My right side is female. So when I shake another Navajo, I reach out with my female side, and they reach out with their female side. There's always that duality within each Navajo being. And it just so happens that for me, I feel that both of them are strong. I feel I have my femaleness and my maleness that come together and balance themselves out within me. That's how I look at it. I don't think I have any other family members that I consider gay. If they're male, they're predominantly male. And then female, the same. But for me, it's just both of them are very strong, and I feel that I'm able to transcend between genders. I'm able to communicate, I guess, effectively with where a guy is coming from. And then the same thing with a female.
Traditionally, many Native cultures showed special respect toward two-spirits. Families with two-spirits were considered blessed, often because two-spirited people were proficient at the traditional roles of both men and women. They often served as healers, mediators, and held other positions of high esteem. Among Navajo people, two-spirits are known as Natle, literally one that changes, or the changing one. There is an episode in the Navajo creation story called Where the People Moved Opposite Each Other, or the Separation of the Sexes. There came a time when the men and women decided to live on opposite sides of a river. The Natle in both camps assumed the gender roles of the opposite sex to ensure that all the tasks needed to survive were done. They also acted as mediators to bring the two sexes back together. Betty grew up hearing different versions of the story, and her parents always encouraged her to ride horses and do other things typically done by men, and her brothers to cook, tend the sheep, and perform other roles typically reserved for women. But she's still not out to anyone in her family, even though they've all met Kate, her partner of 5 years, who lives in Albuquerque.
I thought, my oldest sister thought that she knew, but apparently one of Kate's friend, another gay friend of hers, came out to visit us a few weeks ago. They thought I was involved with him. I said, no, I don't know. And then they thought maybe Kate and him were involved. Both of them are gay. Crazy people. I don't know. It's just, I know one of my brother is very homophobic. Maybe if the opportunity comes up again, is he always used to say that I hate all gay people. I wish I'd just take a gun and shoot them all. And at that time, I didn't really, maybe didn't feel comfortable with it or whatever. I just told him that, I mean, they're just people too. Why would you want to kill them? So the next time that he says something like that, I'll say, well, here's my pistol, shoot me. I mean, if it has to be drastic like that, I mean, I just don't understand how they could not know.
Carrie's experience growing up was similar in a lot of ways to Betty's. She also was raised in a Navajo family that supported her interest in what traditionally were men's activities, construction, horseback riding, hunting. And she also went away to college, albeit much further away. Carrie attended the University of Montana in Missoula, 1,000 miles from her home. but she didn't return to the reservation right away. She left school after 5 years studying natural resources conservation. For the next 7 years, she worked on a hotshot firefighting crew, wrote poetry, and made nature and wildlife films and videos. But eventually she, too, got homesick and returned to her home with her former partner. Carrie grew up on the southern edge of the reservation, on the Arizona side. Her ancestral homeland is translated to mean the area where marsh cattails come out in rows. Here the vast open spaces give way to jumbles of ponderosa pine and pinyon trees and tall, rocky mesas. 5 artesian springs on the land give birth to a marshy stream. When Carrie came home, she renovated a family hogan, the Navajo ceremonial chamber, into a house. I spoke to Carrie next to the stream on a cold, windy evening. Unlike Betty, she's openly gay and was warmly received by the community when she returned home.
The traditional people, medicine men and people, they're very accepting of gay people. And in our oral traditions, we have a big history of nakle, is what we call two-spirit or to change. It's a good sign to have gay children in the family. It's a sign of wealth, not necessarily financial wealth, but cultural wealth. So I have about 6 openly gay relatives in my community, and they're accepted. And I kind of fluctuate between living in an urban setting, currently right now in Albuquerque, but when it comes to cultural activities and land issues and being here at home and caretaking this area, I'm here and people are accepting of who I am and what I do. I think some of the men in the community, they've complimented me in my renovating the hogan up on top. So they've seen my workmanship and they complimented me on that.
Like many Navajo communities, the community she returned home to was essentially her extended family. She guesses she has 20 to 30 cousins living within a few miles of her hogan, not to mention her 7 siblings. One of those siblings is Conrad, her openly gay brother. Conrad moved into the hogan with his partner, John, soon after Carrie had renovated it.
What's unique, you've met John earlier. Conrad, my brother, passed away last January, and he was an artist. But John, he's an Anglo. So Conrad and John have lived in this hogan and been in this area for like over 8 years, and they live together, 2 men in this community, and the community, they'll come over to have a dress made or, you know, medicine bags made or to trade. So my brother and his partner, they supplied this community with wedding dresses and the like. And now that my brother has passed away, the community was curious of what was going to happen to John. And we didn't know. And the community, the elderly people here said, well, I hope he doesn't leave because this is his home too. So, I mean, how wonderful.
And John hasn't left. He still lives in the home that he and Conrad made, working on a book of Conrad's life and putting together a retrospective of his work. Conrad's paintings still line the hogan's walls, and John still helps people in the community with their dresses.
This past summer, I came to my relative's Enemiwe ceremony, and I came kind of fairly late. And so when I showed up at the part where my cousin was a patient, and I came into the ceremonial room, the hogan, which were many people were elderly, men and women, and they made room for me to sit, and they asked me where I've been, or it's very warm. My relatives are very warm, and they feed me, invite me. They provide a very special place for me. I feel very fortunate, and I hope to share that with other people. Some people are not so fortunate, but I want to pull them out in a way and try to show and share with them a brighter path.
I was raised Navajo, and I'm proud of being Navajo, and I'm proud to be gay.